Today on Real Radio.
If somebody shows up and says, I'm a Christian, then you know what you need to do? You need to take them out from the rest of the world and put them in a category of, listen, we shall see about that.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues his topical series, How Do We Get From Here to Heaven? Pastor Jack's delivering a mini-series called The Holy Spirit at Work in You. Jesus said he would send the Helper, the Spirit of Truth, the Comforter, and so on. A whole lot of names for the Spirit of Almighty God. Now remember, the Messiah said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And the question then becomes, why did Jesus issue this promise to his people? Pastor Jack's going to answer that question using a lot of scripture today here on Real Radio. Here's Pastor Jack now with the Holy Spirit at work in you.
Hey, I got to tell you, the first night I ever heard the gospel in my life, I heard this. June 20th, 1977, it's a Monday night. I knew I was going to hell. I didn't when I walked into that building, but then when I heard this stuff, I thought, I'm doing like just about a lot of those things. And when Greg Laurie said, you ought to come forward right now to accept Christ, it was like, I look like Forrest Gump, man. Run, Forrest, run! There goes Jack! Galatians 5:22, look, the next verse. But the fruit of the Spirit, notice in verse 19, it's the works of the flesh. Verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. That means you can't judge this. You can't judge that. It's beyond, it transcends. It's above the law. Because it's beyond the law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Verse 24 is the clue, right then and there. See, Jack, that's awesome stuff. I want love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faith. I want that in my life. You really? Yeah? Here's the thing. As a Christian, Holy Spirit, take my flesh, take my passions, take my desires, crucify it. You say, Jack, what? Yeah, that's the answer. To crucify the flesh and its passions is to judge yourself against the Word of God and let Him do His thing. So that when that passion arises, stop, pause, take a deep breath, and say, Lord, and now look, you got to have the Bible in your heart or it ain't going to work. You got to know the Scripture. Lord, I am bringing this thought under the captivity of Jesus Christ right now. When the Spirit of God convicts you of those passions and of those desires that are unhealthy, that are wrong, that are not right in the context of your life, God will be there. He has promised to be there. Colossians 1, verse 10 says, that we may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. What a great thing that is, Colossians 1:10. If I have the knowledge of God going on in my life, I'm going to be excited about following Him. That's going to result in the fact that my life's going to be fruitful. Fruitful is that it's going to bring honor and glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 says, for though we walk in the flesh, in this world, in our skin, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not fleshy, carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Wow, that's an advanced tactical war. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, that is, comes in competition with God's revealed word in your life. You ever have that struggle? Of course you do. God's word says this, but you want to do this. God's word announces this, but you feel like doing that. Everybody goes through that. It's who you yield to determines the lordship, and the lordship determines ownership. And so he goes on in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 6, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. That's a cool verse. It means that when you obey the Lord, you'll be able to deal with the flesh of your life and punish it. You say, man, are you talking about, I mean, Jack, you're talking like I'm two different people, at least. That's exactly right. There's the old Jack, okay? And then there's the new Jack that's in Christ. And the old Jack's got memories and pictures in his head. And, hey, you know what? Boy, just, you know what? Just once. How about, and it's like he's talking across the aisle to the new Jack. Hey, new Jack, how about if we just take a break for a minute? And the new Jack says, why don't you just shut your mouth for a while? I'm going to walk with Jesus. You can walk with Jesus tomorrow, right? Don't look at me so holy. I know it goes on in your life. And you, daily, will have to choose. Here's the cool thing. The moment a child of God says, Daddy, I'm picking on me. The old man is bugging me. All my past, all my stuff from my culture, all my stuff from my ways is hounding me. I need deliverance. I need help. Guess who shows up? The Holy Spirit shows up. Puts on his gloves and knocks the old Jack out. It's awesome. Crucifies that old flesh. Yeah, yes, that's exactly right. Now the scripture says bring every thought into the captivity. You got to be in your walk with the Lord, aggressive. You're going to go back out there into the world tonight. And you think the world's out there going, gosh, isn't that great? Look, they just came from church. They were singing and reading. Let's call Satan and ask him to give him a little break. Ain't going to happen. You're going to go home tonight, you're going to tell your parents, you know what, this is what I learned at church tonight. And they're going to say, you know, you're nuts. You're crazy. You're going to go tell your boss or your friends or your husband or your wife or your parents or whatever the case might be. It's got to be the thoughts, the imaginations that exalt themselves have got to be spiritually attacked. The Christian believer needs to be walking like he or she's at war, because we are. You know, picture comes to my mind. Have you ever been to, of course you've been to Disneyland, but I'm talking about like arcades and Chuck E. Cheese, those kind of goofball places, you know, with those things? Have you ever seen those tables where those heads pop up and you've got that hammer thing? Think of that in your head. Anger. Boop. Lust. You know what I'm talking about? Every five-year-old knows what I'm talking about. And you be ready, except it's the word of God that, boom, selfish ambition, boom, envy, bang. It's great. Who is the Spirit of God? We look at this. He's the keeping Spirit. He's the Spirit that keeps us. I like this. Who is the Spirit of God? He is the keeping Spirit, and I like that. When I think of the word keep or keeping, I think of things like in safekeeping, which is exactly, by the way, we'll see in a moment, what the Greek word means, that when he keeps us in safekeeping. Now, this verse is not on the notes, so you won't see it on the screens. Just mark it in your head. In John chapter 10, Jesus is talking about us. He's talking about his relationship with his Father, the Father's relationship to the Son. And Jesus talks about us in John 10, just around verses 28 and 29. And he says of the believer who follows him, that believer who's owned by the Holy Spirit, who yields to the lordship of Jesus Christ, Jesus says, you are right in my hand. Jesus said that. Man, I don't know where you're at tonight, but if you're not in his hand, you're in someone's hand. And that's a scary thought. Jesus says, you're right in my hand. And then he says, and you're in my Father's hand also. And right in between those two hands, my feet are hanging out on that side and my head's hanging out the other side. I got a big smile on my face because I look like pastrami, rye, safe. And Jesus says, no one is able to pluck you out of my hands. Now, I don't know how you see the shepherd, but a shepherd in the time of Christ, just like I would think today, shepherds, if they're shepherds, there's going to be wolves. I've seen shepherds in Israel. Some of us are going to see shepherds in a couple of months when we go there. Those are gnarly looking dudes. I'm telling you right now, you would not want to mess with them. They're rough looking, they're tough, they're weathered, they're scarred up. Hands are scarred. In the time of Christ, they would have been rescuing their sheep, maybe from wild animals. I mean, look at King David himself. Remember Shepherd Boy? He wound up fighting with what? A bear and a lion? A shepherd boy. What kind of scars did David have from his shepherd years? Now, in our culture, we don't get yet anyway physical scars on our hands just yet. But if you're going to be shepherding your family, your husband or your wife, your kids, your home, the church, your community, you're going to get scarred up, man. You're going to get scarred up. It is an awesome thing to realize that God has committed himself to us, the Holy Spirit, to keep us. And I view him like this, just like I view Jesus. Jesus, I'm sure when you looked in his eyes, there was a peace and a calm that came over you. No wonder why the Bible says that sinners and tax collectors and the outcast were drawn to him. Why do you think that? How do you think that's so? How do you think that really happened? What's the thing with that? Who could draw a crowd like that? If you and I saw prostitute, tax collectors, those kinds of people, you know what? We want to look away. We get embarrassed. We see the outcast and oh, look over there. Look, isn't that nice? And until they've gone by. You know what I'm talking about? Not Jesus. Maybe you're tonight thinking, well, I'm an outcast. Nobody will give me the time of day. He'll give you the time of day and he'll give you eternity on top of it. And so he looked at people and prostitutes wanted to be near him. That tells me that they, for the first time in their life, felt human value. Tax collectors, just as they are today, are rejected, scorned, and disgusting people. They came to Jesus. In a sense, what if the second coming happened tonight? If we could rewrite that, where would he be? In the inner city. If Jesus showed up today, where would he be? Hollywood and Vine. Sunset and Doheny, right? Scary places. That's where Jesus is at because there's broken people there. And so, the keeping of the Spirit, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. That needs to be put on Wall Street today. Who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And that's why you and I can be so bold and confident in Christ tonight. God's timing and his purposes are all wrapped up in that. We're kept by the Holy Spirit. As a Christian, I want to be in concert with God, and that happens when I'm walking in submission and obedience to Him. Young people tonight, listen. For us old people, what we would say to you is, make sure Jesus is your Lord and Savior now while you're young. Number two, do whatever He says. Why? Because we want your life super blessed. How's that? Obedience and submission to God will radicalize your life. And you can sit here tonight and say, man, I don't know. My parents have been telling me that for years. There's a reason why they've been telling you that. I'm not your parent, so listen to me. Obey God and live. He's really for you. He's really for you. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I thought about that for a minute. Liberty. Where the Lord is, if He's in my life, there's liberty. And I had some pictures come to my mind. A fish. A fish does much better when a fish swims. If a fish swims, they do much better. Why? They were built to swim. And a bird. Birds do much better when they fly. You ever seen a bird, like, walking, trying to get out of the way? Why walk? You're a bird. Fly. Right? You don't see a bird in the water. You don't see a fish trying to jump off the end of the... No. Fish swims, bird flies. Christians, follow God. See, well, I don't want to follow God. Can you imagine? A fish. I don't want to be in this water anymore. Think about how stupid that is. Bird says, I'm not going to fly, I'm going to drive. Why? Do what you were created to do. Life's better that way. How do you know if your Christianity is for real, if it's true? Are you led by the Spirit? Is your life submitted to the Spirit? Well, listen, a couple of things I want you to consider. In fact, regarding your Christianity, my Christianity, anybody's Christianity, and let's be honest, I'm going to say this for the whole world. If somebody shows up and says, I'm a Christian, then you know what you need to do? You need to take them out from the rest of the world and put them in a category of, listen, we shall see about that. Pastor Jack, you don't mean that, do you? If somebody says they're a Christian, don't you just hand them your wallet and the keys and your life? Nope. Done that. Proven, tested, is the Christian. Mark this. Does their Christianity promote godly living? Look, you guys, I don't care what anybody says to us. I don't care what I say to you and what you say to me. If I say to you, hey, I'm a Christian, I'm a pastor, so what? You know what that means? That means you put me over on this side and say, we will see about that. I'm moving in, Pastor Jack. I'm going to set up camp and I'm going to watch you. And then 30 days after living in your house, I'll tell you if you're a Christian. Did you know that's real? Think about that. Hey, listen, what if an earthquake hit here tonight? And we all have to live out on the lawn together. We're going to find out who's in the Spirit real quick. That's my donut. Get away! Right? Imagine. Think of that. So does their Christianity that they profess to possess, does it promote godly living, encouragement, and growth in your life? Or does their Christianity, quote, cause division, controversy, and strife in your life? In a word, do they become the one that presides over your life, or do they point you to Jesus who should preside over your life? Jesus talked about this in Matthew 7:15. He says, beware of false prophets. This always is amazing. Beware of false prophets. Let me ask you something. Where would you find a false prophet? In good church, religious settings. You're not going to find a false prophet at the Rose Bowl game. Who cares? You find them in church. Who come to you in sheep's clothing, see? They look just like us. But inwardly they are ravenous wolves. He says, you'll know them by their fruits. Isn't that wild? They're woolly, talk like us. And Jesus says, I don't care. Wait till some fruit sprouts. Check it out. Give it some time. See what comes out of their life. What is coming out of your life determines if the Holy Spirit has the ownership of you. It doesn't mean we're going to be perfect. But listen, when we mess up, the Holy Spirit grabs us and takes us out back. And he gives us a holy whipping. You know what I mean. Wolves, false Christians. It's amazing when you read that verse, they'll find us. We don't go looking for them. Anybody see a wolf around? Nobody looks for a wolf. A wolf comes and finds the sheep. Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. What's the evidence? They're led by the Spirit of God. The keeping power of the Spirit, John 17:6 says, I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours and you gave them to me, Jesus says to the Father, and they have kept your word. And that's an awesome investment, my friend, because it's the word that's going to keep you. Last verse of the night. The scriptures tell us here in John 17:11, Jesus said, I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, speaking about the believer, and I come to you, O Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost. Wow. Oh, listen, tonight, listen. Are you a Christian tonight? Man, if you're not sure, you gotta set that straight. He is awesome. Don't miss him. The great work of the Holy Spirit.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson that takes a look at what Scripture says about the Holy Spirit at work in you. In fact, that's the title of this mini-series, The Holy Spirit at Work in You, which is a look at the various ways that the Spirit of the Almighty God works and continues to work in the lives of His people. The Holy Spirit at Work in You. That's the name of the series within a series taken from Pastor Jack's larger collection called How Do We Get From Here to Heaven? And we'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, we're coming close to the end of this series, and if you'd like to hear it again for your own review or maybe share it with a friend or someone you love, we've made that real easy for you to do. For your gift of any amount to the ongoing broadcast outreach of Real Radio, we'll send you the entire series, How Do We Get From Here to Heaven, all on one MP3 CD. I'll say that again for you. We'll send you the entire series, How Do We Get From Here to Heaven, all on one MP3 CD for your gift of any amount to the ongoing broadcast outreach of Real Radio. And all you got to do is call, click, or write. It's that easy. Let's start with our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709, or visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. And then click on the button in the middle of the page there that says Special Offer. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call us, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. Of course, all of our contact info and all the details on this special offer can be found at realradioactive.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time.
This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.